Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Was that a nervous one?
Well, I was going into it as an underdog. A lot of people said that the numbers would be against me, that I couldn't possibly beat someone out of vote-rich Brooklyn. And so we've been fighting tooth and nail every single day for every single vote. So it was close, but I'm so delighted with the results, and I really am so appreciative of so many people here in West New York, the men and women of labor, my family who's still with me, the political organization, and all the people who just showed up today. And I was at polling places all over West New York, and people were excited to get out and vote. And how unusual is that in a Democratic primary on a Thursday? So that excessive number of people who turned out this day to support my candidacy really put me over the top, and I'll never forget that.
Brooklyn was tough for you. Was there one spot in particular you think put you back over the edge?
With respect to Brooklyn, I think we did very well in Brooklyn. People thought we would pick up nothing in Brooklyn. I was supposed to cede the whole place, and I think we had over 80,000 votes there, and that's a result of constantly being at events, engaging people in the public housing projects, churches on Sundays, the festivals, the street fairs, getting to sit down and know the elected leadership. And so I think we made more inroads in Brooklyn than anyone would have expected a short time ago.
Does this change politics in New York? You're from upstate. Everybody knows you're from upstate. And you beat a very well-known New York City politician.
I think it says that we are one New York. It's a reminder that, yes, while I have values that were steeled in me growing up here in West New York, my values are the same as those in other parts of the state. And that's something we all need to remember. And stop this whole upstate downside divide, because we are stronger together. And that's how I want to finish. I want to head into the November election united as a Democratic Party to ensure that we have complete success all the way across the board and make sure that we reject the policies of Donald Trump and the Republican Party, who we still have a threat. We have a very strong threat here in the state of New York. In November, we need to send a strong message that we're going to reject the policies of negativism, discrimination, and hatred. The Democratic Party needs to prevail, and we need to do it together and united. So everyone who ran this time and was not successful, we welcome them to be stronger together against the Republican threat that we face in November.
This was a huge voting day across New York State. What do you want this to kind of lead into going to the general election and then 2 years from now?
I want this energy to be sustained. And I do believe that after Donald Trump's election, complacency died. And anyone who sat on the sidelines felt some responsibility, as indeed they should. So now there's more engagement, and I love to see that. I welcome everyone into the Democratic Party. No matter what your particular views are, we are united, stronger, and we need to be one voice heading into the November elections. And that's what I feel really good about tonight. There's a lot of people who got energized, showed up for the first time ever to vote. I've been waiting my entire life to see an increase in the number of young people voting, and there's an energy out there which is powerful. And that is the energy that's going to elect Democrats to the Congress, Democrats to the New York State Senate, and we're going to see progressive policies that support people's lives, middle-class families, our labor unions, the rights of women, which are under assault in Washington. We have a lot of issues to deal with, but I know after this election, we will galvanize together and come out very strong, and that's important.
Why weren't you with the governor today?
I'm in Western New York. I wanted to make sure that I was here to pull out the votes, and I think we showed the success of me being on the east side of Buffalo and in Cheektowaga and in Niagara Falls, pulling it out together. So we've always done this. We don't need to be standing next to each other. He was working on New York City. I brought in upstate. We did it together, and we're together for the next 4 years.
Does how close this ended up being affect the way, if you win in November, affect the way you govern over the next 4 years?
No, we will always do what's best for the people of the state of New York. I mean, the politics are one thing. It ends on election day, and then you govern. And that's what the governor and I have done so successfully. We will do what's best for the people, regardless of the politics.
A lot of people would argue that Cynthia Nixon pushed your party further to the left. How would you square that with your policies?
I disagree with that notion, because a lot of the policies that were unveiled were already in place. And issues like the strongest gun laws in America, and marriage equality, and protecting women's rights, those were all in place long before Cynthia Nixon's candidacy, so I reject the premise behind that.
How much time are you going to be celebrating, whether it be a couple hours or a couple days before you start focusing on the general election?
I'll be back in New York City on the 5 a.m. flight Monday morning. ready to hit the ground running. There is no rest. We have to make sure that we come together as a party, reach out to all the coalitions, all the candidates, those successful and those not successful, and say, we are same team. Democrats must stand together. That is the message I want to take. And I want to say, let's just start electing Democrats, help the candidates, particularly those in upstate New York, who need extra help to win seats for Congress and in the Senate. And I believe as someone from upstate, I'm best suited to do that. And that's where you're going to see me out there working hard to elect other Democrats as well.
In 2016, we saw a little bit of a Hillary-Bernie divide. Any concern there could be a Nixon-Cuomo divide going into November?
Because people will realize we have one common threat, and that is Donald Trump. And I embrace everyone, all the energy that various candidates brought to this. And we will sit down together and we'll say, how do we strategize to have a singular message that will defeat Republicans in November? And that's how we'll be successful.
What do you think about the tough races the IDC members had tonight?
I was so focused on my own, I couldn't even tell you. I don't even know the outcomes. I was out there just working on every single vote I could get to win this election. And I think it paid off because people said we could not win this race. If you look at all the news articles and all the pundits and what was said from the very beginning, they said someone from upstate New York cannot defeat a sitting elected official from a very vote-rich borough, one of the largest parts of our state, and we succeeded because I stayed laser-focused on winning over the hearts and minds of people from Buffalo to Brooklyn, and as I mentioned, we did very well there, defying all expectations.
Have you spoken to Mr. Williamson?
No, I've not.
Does the governor plan on campaigning a lot in Western New York, or will you be doing a lot of that work?
We always divide it up. I'm sure he'll be here many more times before the general election, no doubt in my mind. But I love coming back here. I'd like to spend more time here myself.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.